Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily. Let having a quiet time with God be your first assignment as you wake up to see the dawn of a new day. Many people listen to it as early as 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m. If you are receiving it directly from our system, it will reach you by 12 midnight, no matter the country you are. After the ministration from Turning Point Audio, then use the Turning Point Prayer Booklet, which is also authored by me, to do a short Bible study for the day, pray the prayer for the day, and then read the Bible portion that will help you read the Bible through in 1 year. The guideline is in that booklet. Today's Turning Point Daily Prophetic Prayer Booklet is published monthly, available both in hard and soft copies. If you subscribe online, it will be sent to your phone. So subscribe. You can do a yearly or a monthly subscription with a token. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100510. Do so now. Welcome also to Friday, February 23, 2024. God is set to pour his abundance on you this day. Please open your hand and your heart to receive and be responding with amen. I receive it. You are destined to be a sign and a wonder on earth. Nothing will make you less. Everywhere you are and in all you do, God's blessings shall be visible on you and your children. God will open a new chapter of blessings for you and everyone connected to you. All my listeners in competitive trade and businesses, I prophesy you shall be smarter than all your competitors. Ideas makes great. Ideas makes smarter. Touch your forehead gently and let me pray. God will give you brilliant ideas for greater result. All students, young and old, in all institutions, you shall be 10 times better than your colleagues and mates. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9. It says, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet he became poor, so that through his poverty, you might be rich." Everyone listening to me today, owing debt, unable to comfortably meet your financial needs, struggling to pay bills, or do one thing or the other, do this. Take a currency note of your choice. Raise it up. Any denomination of your country currencies, whether dollars, pound sterling, euro, naira, cedis, francs, shillings, yen, Dutch mark, Canadian dollar, or whatever, raise it up. On my knees, from this global prayer altar, I prophesy over your life, no more financial struggle, no more financial lack. All debt shall be paid off. All this shall be settled with ease. Destiny helpers will show up for you on time. Receive new money-making ideas. Receive new money-making platform, network, and connection for cash flow. Somebody is saying, "Why is Femi always praying for material things?" Ah, we live in a material world. You need material things to even serve God better and fulfill purpose. You will not lack material comfort. You will not lack spiritual virtues as well. You shall have both spiritual and material blessings. Owning a good car is not luxury. Having a good accommodation or a decent roof over your head is not greed, is not worldliness. If you need any of the two, do this. Look for a key or a key holder. Raise it up where you are for me to pray. Matthew chapter 6, verses 32 and 33. Jesus Christ said, "For your heavenly Father knows that you have need of these things." God knows you need things. Marriage, good home, children, cars, houses, offices, factories, investment, etc. He knows, God knows, and he wants you to have them. He said, "Seek first my kingdom. I will add all the things to you." I prophesy, receive your vehicles, receive your houses and accommodation, receive babies, your weddings and your marriages. You shall not lack anything good for life and living. Say amen, amen, and amen. Yes, all these blessings that God put in my spirit to speak over your life shall be happening for you with ease. February 23, celebrant, get set for your birthday prayers. You are blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed also. You will celebrate February 23 yearly with pleasant memories. You will live long and you will live well. Happy birthday. Right? Now, to healing ministration prayers. Exodus 15:26. God said, I will put none of these diseases on you, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Our God is the healer, the ultimate healer. Who is this? Bent over. You cannot straighten up properly. Now, stand or sit erect. Straighten up your neck and your head. I prophesy, be straightened up in Jesus' name. I speak to your neck bone, to your vertebra. Straighten up. Straighten up. I can almost hear the cracking sound of your bones as they straighten up. You will be able to walk straight and erect from now on. Hunch back. Somebody has a hunch back. When I say someone, it could be hundreds and even thousands of people. You just claim and believe God for your own. Now, if you are the one, walk towards the closest wall to you. Lay your hunch back on that wall. I prophesy, hunch disappear into that wall. Miraculously, melt away. Everyone with back pain also, do the same. Move closer to the wall next to you. Rest your back. Be healed now. By that simple faith and obedience, you are healed in Jesus' name. Pain on the finger. Is it weak claw, infection, or injury? Raise that finger up before your face. Blow air from your mouth over that finger. Yes, blow on it. I command, pains go. Be healed, whether weak claw, infection, or burns, or injury. Be healed now. Yes, shake your hand. Pains gone. All people whose cases I am mentioning, by the word of knowledge, let your faith come alive for your healing. It is God that heals, not me. I am only his servant, using my mouth to prophesy. But your faith must also be released to receive your healing. Diabetes. I see diabetes patients. Take a glass of water in your hand, the quantity of water you can drink at once. After this prayer, drink it. Diabetes will go. Excessive sugar in your blood will disappear. That water in your hand, receive healing virtue now. Receive healing virtue now. Go ahead, drink and be healed. You are healed. Your sugar level will normalize. Acute insomnia. You can't sleep well at night. 3 hours maximum. No more sleep. You swallow pills and yet no adequate sleep. Hey, that affliction is ending today. Receive your good nightly sleep back. I prophesy, receive your good nightly sleep back. Say amen. Burning sensation all over your body. Who is that? You feel a burning sensation. Sometimes it looks peppish, like the pour water on your, like the pepper on your body. Ah, touch your body now and let me pray. All burning and peppy sensation, go now. The blood running through your veins, hear the voice and the word of God. No more burning, peppish, or tingling sensations in Jesus' name. Who is this? You can't take your bath with cold water. Each time you try, you become very uncomfortable. A, itching, cold, and all that. I speak to your situation. Receive your healing. From now on, whether it is cold or warm water, you will be all right. Vagina issue, vagina pain, vagina sore, discharges or foul odor, vagina itching, toilet infection or other infection. After this prayer, add part of the blessed water to a water in a bucket to clean up, to wash your vagina. That will be the end of that affliction. Receive your healing now. It shall be so as prophesied in Jesus' name. Be obedient, have faith, do as instructed. You shall return with testimonies. Chronic catarrh, sneezing all the time, wet nose or running nose, despite medication, touch the place. Receive your healing now. I say receive your healing in Jesus' name. Finally for today, pains despite medication. You are on medication, following doctor's prescription, yet no respite, no change. Lay your hand on yourself. Doctor's care. God cures. Receive your full healing now. Doctors have done their best. Now God will do the rest. Over to you, God Almighty. I prophesy. Everyone concerned, receive your complete healing now. Be totally healed in Jesus' name. You too, take a sip of the blessed water. Take communion with us tomorrow morning. Your healing shall come. Your testimony will come. Listeners, as you see changes, as you receive healing, send your testimonies as a chat to us through +234 809 789 4000. Let's read your testimonies to the whole world so that your healing will be permanent. Rebroadcast this to all of your contact. Do so daily. It's a service to God and a blessing to humanity. Don't be tired. Don't be discouraged. Do it daily. There shall be no Ask Your Question broadcast today. We are in a leadership retreat and conference, and we close late in the night. So, till next Monday. Tomorrow morning is our communion service online. Prepare your communion element today, and after the morning ministration, take communion. Obtain your TPGF kit, the full kit, the t-shirt, the face cap, and the wristband. Wear them all the time. Be a proud member of this global movement. If you are in Nigeria, call SMS or chat with Dupe on +234 809 4780 6478 8392. She will direct you how to get yours. Up there in UK, Europe, USA, and Canada, call Pastor Franklin on 07956 504 536. You may need to pay a little more for courier and for postage. Don't mind. Go ahead and pay it. It is worth it. I speak to everyone's life today. God begin to bless you more and more. Your healing is permanent. Your heavens are opened. What God cannot do does not exist. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I am Femi Emmanuel. TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.